Hello and welcome to a KBIA special report for the 2012 election. I'm Ryan Femuliner. We've been letting you listen in to our in-depth conversations with candidates over the last few weeks, but when you go into the ballot box today, you'll also have to make some decisions on ballot issues. And this special report will give you the quick rundown on those issues. First things first, the only constitutional amendment on the ballot is Amendment 3. If you haven't heard much about it, that's likely because one of the groups set up to campaign for it decided to call it quits. KBIA's Gina Cook explains that's because the supporters are upset that a lawsuit couldn't get the ballot language you'll see today changed.
Secretary of State Robin Carnahan wrote the summary of the amendment for the ballot, but supporters say the summary is misleading and filed suit. Stacy Temple, Communications Director for Carnahan, says both the Circuit and Appeals Court ruled the summary was worded fairly.
What it sounds like is going on now is that the proponents have decided that they either don't like the language of the underlying measure, or they don't think they can win, so they're looking for a reason to justify their decision not to pursue it.
In a press release, Rich Krismer with Better Courts of Missouri blamed special interest, saying, as it's worded now, the summary could prevent Missourians from having an accurate picture of the reform they're voting on. The current court plan for choosing judges allows a nominating commission of 3 attorneys selected by the Missouri Bar, 3 gubernatorial appointees, and a Supreme Court judge to choose a panel of 3 finalists. The governor appoints a judge from that final group. The amendment would change that to allow the governor to appoint 4 members to the panel, and the Supreme Court judge would be an advisor, not a voting member. Jack Cardetti, spokesperson for the Missourians for Fair and Impartial Courts Committee, says the measure gives the governor too much power.
Amendment 3 would give the governor of this state the majority of the appointees to the Judicial Nominating Commission. That essentially takes away all of the checks and balances of the current system.
Gina Cook, KBIA News.
Going straight down the ballot, the next issue is Proposition A. You might look twice, because what you're voting on will really only impact St. Louis, but it still requires a statewide vote. St. Louis is one of the few cities in the U.S. that does not control its own police department. Missouri voters will decide whether the city should regain oversight of its police force for the first time in 151 years. We asked for some help on this one from St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman, who reports there's disagreement over Proposition A within the city.
In St. Louis, the mayor is just one member of a 5-member police board. The rest are appointed by the governor. It's been that way since the Civil War. Sitting in the quiet of his office at 200 City Hall, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says it's high time to bring oversight of the police home.
It seems like this should be something very simple. All we're asking for is what virtually every other city in America has.
But it's been anything but simple. Legislative attempts for local control have failed year after year in Jefferson City. What seemed a promising attempt last fall died amidst bickering in a special session. So the mayor and A Safer Missouri, a group backed by billionaire Rex Sinkfield, decided to go directly to Missouri voters. Not everyone in St. Louis, though, is happy with the result. Citizens Against Prop A recently held a rally just one floor below the mayor's office. The organization includes several activist groups, including the NAACP and the ACLU. They say they were left out of discussions about the proposition's language, despite the decades of work they did for local control. Montague Simmons, with the Organization for Black Struggle, says as a result, Prop A fails to include a long-sought-after civilian review board, and it prohibits access to police disciplinary records.
And the banner head that they're using for local control, we built credibility. People understand it, and they identify directly with civilian review. They identify it with accountability and transparency. Absent that, people will be buying on to something that they can't live with.
Mayor Slay insists Prop A does nothing to prohibit a civilian review board. He says Prop A just makes the police force more accountable to citizens. I'm Maria Altman.
Of all the ballot issues, Proposition B is probably the one you've heard of. It's the tobacco tax. If it passes, it would increase the tobacco tax in Missouri to 90 cents for every pack of cigarettes. Right now, it's only 17 cents a pack. Education entities across the state want it because funding would largely go to education. KBIA's Bryn Whitaker tells us the Columbia Chamber of Commerce recently endorsed the proposition.
Currently, Missouri has the lowest tax rate on tobacco products of all 50 states. Don Laird is the president of the Columbia Chamber of Commerce.
I think it's a tradition. I mean, no one likes to raise the taxes, especially at Columbia Chamber of Commerce. But in sometimes, there are services that benefit from our taxes, naturally.
The tax increase would generate around $283 million total revenue. 50% of the annual revenue would go towards secondary and elementary education, 30% for public higher education, and 20% for public health tobacco use prevention. The Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association is against Proposition B. Ron Leon is the executive director of the association.
We will be at a competitive disadvantage with four of our eight border states, and that means our small mom-and-pop businesses and even some of our larger businesses who rely on that critical cross-border traffic will close as a result of Proposition B if it passes. People will lose their jobs.
Bryn Whitaker, KBIA News.
One more side note on Prop B, the tobacco tax. Both Governor Jay Nixon and his opponent, Republican Dave Spence, have said they do not support it. The last statewide ballot issue is Proposition E. It would prohibit the governor or any state agency from establishing or operating a state-based health insurance exchange unless authorized by the legislature or a statewide vote. For information on that, here's a short excerpt from a recent episode of KBIA's Intersection, where St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Elizabeth Crisp talks about Proposition E.
You know, I just kind of wonder, you know, about somebody who doesn't pay attention to, you know, all of the media reports, and they just walk into, the polling place on Tuesday. Like, what are they going to think? Because it's so technical and so particular. You know, it's not asking you, do you want a state-based health exchange? It's saying, who has the authority to do that? Is that the governor, or does that have to be popular vote or the legislature? In all of this, you also have, I mean, there's a deadline for states to turn in their plans for a state-based exchange 10 days after the election. So, you know, if all the polls seem to show that the voters are going to say that the governor does not have the authority to do this, which I don't think that there is any indication that he is trying to do it, but no matter what voters say on this, it doesn't mean that there's not going to be a health exchange. It doesn't mean that it won't be a state-based health exchange. You know, it's really putting something out there that I think, its intent was more as another strike against the federal health care law than anything else.
Thanks for listening to KBIA's special report on the ballot issues for the 2012 election. I'm Ryan Famuliner.